Hello and welcome. This is a top five on Press TV. U.S. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is complicit in the murder of dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
Saudi Arabia is a strategic ally, and the relationship is worth saving, but not at all cost. We'll do more damage to our standing in the world and our national security by ignoring MBS than dealing with him. MBS, the Crown Prince, is a wrecking ball. I think he's complicit in the murder of Mr. Khashoggi to the highest level possible. I think the behavior before the Khashoggi murder was beyond disturbing, and I cannot see him being a reliable partner to the United States.
Graham was speaking after a Senate session in which CIA Chief Gina Haspel briefed a group of lawmakers on the agency's findings regarding Khashoggi's murder. Other lawmakers took turns to place the blame for Khashoggi's murder on bin Salman. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez said the U.S. must give strong response to Saudis over the murder. Republican Bob Corker says if the Saudi Crown Prince appears before a jury, he will be found guilty of the journalist's killing in 30 minutes. The lawmakers were among a small group of senators allowed to attend the CIA chief's briefing. This has angered Republican lawmaker Rand Paul.
I think the very definition of the deep state is when the intelligence communities withhold information from Congress. Today there's a CIA briefing going on right now for which most rank and file senators and congressmen have been excluded. I think it's wrong for the CIA to have expressed a conclusion that the Crown Prince was involved with the killing of Khashoggi and then withhold that information. I know about the information of the CIA's conclusions only by reading it in the media. If I were in the briefing today, I would ask the CIA director several items.
Paul said only a number of lawmakers were allowed to attend the briefing at the Senate. He added intelligence has been given to a small number of people in the U.S. political system over the past decades. The Republican senator described the group receiving the key information as oligarchy and called the trend all undemocratic. President Donald Trump is accused of putting the U.S. arms deal with the Saudi regime before human rights. Trump says he will not take any action against Riyadh over the journalist killing.
I think the very definition of the deep state is when the
Now to discuss that more, we're joined by Mr. James Fetzer, Professor Emeritus of the University of Minnesota. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us once again on Press TV's Top 5. Now, finally, we are hearing something that makes sense from coming from the United States after listening to all of the excuses that the White House came up with for not putting any kind of pressure on the Saudi regime for the murder of Jamal Khashoggi.
Yes, this was a colossal misjudgment by Donald Trump, the president, here in this case. I mean, even the circumstantial evidence was damning of the Saudis' complicity here. They have a 15-man team arrives. Many of the members are close allies of the prince. One of them's a specialist in the dismemberment of human bodies. Khashoggi goes in. They send out a double who's wearing Khashoggi's clothing, a beard, glasses. The Saudis have changed their story. They said initially he came and he left using the double, of course, that they film on security tape as though that were adequate. Then later they're forced to admit, yeah, well, he did die in the consulate after a fist fight, which was totally implausible. I'm very glad that the CIA director is giving the facts to the Senate. But I also agree with Rand Paul, it ought to be given to the entire Congress and not just that special subgroup. However, the conclusion is unquestionably sound, and there's a mountain of additional evidence that substantiates it.
So what do you think finally the U.S. Will do? Will there be any kind of serious reaction towards the Saudi regime.
Yes, yes, this is going to weaken Trump because the Senate is going to take a role here. Remember, under the Constitution, the president conducts foreign policy with the advice and consent of the Senate. Mitch McConnell, who runs the Senate, and this guy, he knows the Senate backwards and forwards. He has already separated from Trump over Khashoggi. Rand Paul is like the conscience of the Senate. He is among the most principled of its present members. And others who are endorsing this finding, who heard the briefing, are going to be allied here. There is going to be a definite challenge to Trump's way of handling this. And frankly, he's not going to prevail in this instance. The Senate is going to be able to exercise its will and change the relation between the United States and Saudi Arabia. It's an embarrassment, as I've emphasized here before, that the President of the United States did not assert the moral authority of the United States by condemning this atrocity, which is clearly conducted at the hands of the Crown Prince. The fact that Donald has a personal affinity with the prince doesn't mean he can ignore or forgive him for transgressions of this magnitude. This is a test of the moral authority of the United States. Trump has failed, but the Senate will do its best to reconstitute the situation in a far more appropriate response.
Thank you very much, Mr. James H. Fetzer, Professor Emeritus from the University of Minnesota, joining us live from Madison.